Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
Today, our church around the world celebrates the great feast of the Holy Family. The Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are models of holiness that we must pattern our families after. All too often, we read in newspapers or magazines or hear stories on TV about the breakdown of the domestic family. We hear about domestic violence. Worse yet, we hear about statistics in which fewer and fewer marriages are taking place. More and more couples are cohabitating. We hear statistics, startling statistics, about the increasing number of single-parent families. Well, our church wants us to stop our hectic lifestyles just for a moment, and on this feast of the Holy Family, to recognize the importance of our families, and to hold up and celebrate the model of the Holy Family as a model for all of us to imitate and emulate each and every day of our life. Now, the gospel that we have from Matthew is a wonderful gospel that helps us to enter into the mystery of this feast. In this gospel passage from Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13 through 23, Matthew compares and contrasts a holy family versus an unholy family. What do I mean by that? Well, take King Herod. He's a perfect example of an unholy family. If you study the history of King Herod, he lived a life that was always about himself. He was consumed about himself. He was blinded by ambition. Whatever was good for him, he did. In fact, he was so caught up in his own ambition that he became ruthless as a dictator and king, to such an extent that he killed three of his sons because he thought they were plotting or conspiring against him. And therefore, it should not be a surprise for us that King Herod gave orders to assassinate Jesus. Now, compare and contrast the Holy Family. Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. Their whole life was about being obedient to God the Father. Jesus Christ was obedient to the Father by accepting the mission to enter into this world and therefore reconcile the world to himself through his death and resurrection. Mary and Joseph, they were both obedient to God the Father by accepting their mission as mother and stepfather of the Holy Family. Mary and Joseph, they transcended their own egos. And therefore, the key to holiness, as exhibited by the life of Mary and Joseph, is first listening to the Word of God and then obeying it. Mary, she is approached by the angel Gabriel. The angel tells Mary God's plan of salvation and Mary's role in it. Mary listens to it, and she obeys. She says, "I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." Joseph, just a few weeks ago, we heard about his story. The angel appears to Joseph in his dream. He, too, is given the vision of God's plan of salvation and Joseph's specific role in it. Joseph listens and he obeys. He takes Mary as his wife. And see, we see that again in the gospel. It says, "The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him.'" Joseph listens and obeys. That's the key to holiness. Now, as I've spoken to you before, travel in the ancient world was very difficult. It was not easy by no means. Today, all we have to do is hop on a plane and we can go anywhere around the world with relative ease. But travel in the ancient world was incredibly difficult. The roads were not like roads that we have here, paved. There was no GPS, no AAA, no maps. The trails that they walked upon were riddled with thieves, killers, and marauders. You were exposed to elements. There were no Holiday Inns or hotels every few miles. Most likely, you camped out day and night. You were exposed to the elements, the cold, the wind, the rain. Worse yet, you're also exposed to wild animals. Now realize, the Holy Family, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, they were to travel from Israel down to Egypt. Therefore, they would have to cross the Sinai Desert. This too would be a very harsh travel for them all. More to it, they would be escaping powerful people that were looking for them to kill them. Now also realize, it says, Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. Now, back then, there were no flashlights, no flares. Best, they had torches. So this was an incredibly difficult and dangerous journey. And yet, Mary and Joseph, they listened and they obeyed. And that's the key, I think, to holiness. The gospel story continues. It said, when Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. Joseph rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. Again, Joseph listened and obeyed. Joseph and Mary, their whole life was determined by God's will. And I think that is very important for us to understand. That is really the pattern or the key to holiness, to listen and obey, and thereby follow the word and the will of God. Again, compare and contrast that to Herod. Herod's title was Herod the Great. Now, according to the world, Herod was very important, very influential. He had power, honor, and wealth. But who cares? Who really cares about that? If you read sacred scripture in the Old Testament or the New Testament, those things, power, honor, wealth, they don't matter. What does really matter? Hearing the word of God and obeying. It conjures up that great image of Samuel being called by God in the temple. Samuel says to God, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. See, that I think epitomizes the Holy Family. Now, what does this mean for us? Well, all of our families, when all the members of our family place God's will before their own personal will, that's when we imitate and emulate the Holy Family. That's when we truly walk the path of holiness. And that's what's so important for us on this feast day. In fact, I would argue, yes, this feast day is a day and a celebration of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, but it's also a reminder and a celebration of our own families. Our families are a gift to us, given to us by God, and therefore we must try and use that gift, the gift of our families, to imitate the gift of the Holy Family given to us. And we can do it if we truly desire to, if we place God's will before our own personal will. Now, when we do that, will we experience success? Will we see in the eyes of the world that we have power, wealth, and honor? Well, again, who cares? Success, honor, wealth, if that truly is the will of God for us, then so be it. But what God's will is for each and every one of us is to grow in holiness. That's what God desires for all of us. Now again, compare and contrast the Holy Family with King Herod. Herod loved only himself and himself alone. He was filled with ambition, and he went to the extent of even killing his own family members and plotting to kill Jesus Christ as a baby. Joseph and Mary, they loved God, and they followed God's will. And therefore, with Christ, they became the Holy Family. Now, what's the temptation? We look out into the culture, to our society, and it appears in the eyes of the world that unholy families are getting ahead of us, that unholy families are more affluent, more wealthy, more powerful than we are. In fact, it seems like our culture actually promotes the dysfunctional family. If you are a dysfunctional family, congratulations, you're probably going to have a TV show about yourself and your family. That's the way our culture is right now. They don't necessarily want to promote or highlight a good, holy family. And yet our church does, and thank God for it. What we have to recognize is what sacred scripture tells us. Throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, holiness always triumphs over wickedness. Today, our church celebrates a great feast of the Holy Family, and the gospel is very in tune to that. Herod is the pattern of unholiness. His life is self-absorbed. He's consumed by his ambition, self-love, that he's willing to kill even his own family members to keep the power that he has. Contrast that to the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. They truly are the pattern of holiness that we must all try and imitate every day of our life. They hear, they obey. So must we. When we hear and obey the will of God, then we are being the people that God created us to be. And therefore, we are following the will of God. And God wills all of us to grow in holiness. All of us to walk that path of holiness that always leads to our Lord. And may the peace and the grace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.